In 2023, some of the Super League's longest-serving players announced their retirement. In August, Claire Maxwell was the latest. Claire's somebody that you'd associate with the Thistles in an instant. I spoke to her at the time of the announcement, and in this previously unheard interview, we look back at Brownie's time in the blue and white of Scotland.
This is Stacey Francis-Bayman. Fly Hawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas.
The Netball Show with Fly Hawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Fly Hawk, and delighted to speak to Claire Maxwell. Claire, first of all, you're retiring internationally on a massive high. How easy, how difficult was the decision?
Yeah, for me, I knew the time was right. For me personally, I've been to 3 Commonwealth Games, 3 World Cups, and now I've got a family. So I really want to use kind of my time outside work more to concentrate on family time, spend time with my husband and my young daughter. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful for the career I've had, but I knew for me, I was ready to kind of stay at home more and be more of a mum role.
Your first coach was your mum as well. So are you helping your daughter get involved with the sport?
Yeah, my mum was like a big inspiration in terms of the journey that she took me on. So I would love to give back to the sport and to hopefully my daughter when she's slightly older and get them to enjoy netball as much as I did. But currently, I just take her to many different classes, which she absolutely loves.
You had that commitment to netball from an early age, really. What was that like for you travelling from Aberdeen to Glasgow in those early years?
Yeah, I was born on a farm up in Aberdeenshire, so it was quite a big journey, and there wasn't many people from the area that I was in that did that journey. So initially it was quite a lot, but I absolutely loved my time down in Glasgow doing the national camps. Like, that was when I was in my element. And that's where I would just spend Monday to Friday if I could. So as much as it was a lot of travel, there was nowhere else I wanted to be for my weekends. So yeah, I absolutely loved being part of those younger squads and developing friendships for life with some of those girls.
And that would have been your first club as well, wasn't it? Wildcats. So you spent time there and obviously that time at Team Bath as well. So what were those early days like for you? Some of those teammates,
I think I played
as well.
About 12 years in the Super League, which was broken over the time. And for when we got the first game as a Glasgow Wildcat, like, it was such a big deal because we'd never had a Super League franchise before. So it was a real honour. And it was just when I was kind of breaking into the national squad. So when I got the call up to say I'm starting that game, and I can remember it clearly, it was against Yorkshire Jets at Leeds University. It was a huge moment for us in Scotland. And I'm really, really pleased that despite the fact we went out of the league, that we're now back in the league under a different franchise, as Strathclyde Siren. So, yeah, it's been a journey, a big journey. But I'm really glad to see that we've now got the pathways and structures that will allow the next generation to absolutely flourish.
And certainly the growth of Sirens as well. It's just really nice to be involved with something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, building a franchise basically from scratch isn't an easy thing. So a huge thanks to the team behind the team that do a lot of work in the background. But as a player, you know, there's nothing better than playing in front of your home crowd and having your family and friends in the stadium cheering you on. And I think Sirens have built a really good fan base, and we put on a really good like entertainment package during our games. So you're always proud to represent Sirens, and I think we're only going to get better and better as the seasons go.
It's easy to say, but what kind of importance will Claire Nelson bring to Super League?
Yeah, Claire's a really driven person, so I know she's going to have ambitious goals and dreams for what the Super League should look like. And I think she's got many strengths, got a marketing background as well as her CEO background. So I think she can pull on those, and she'll absolutely hopefully be the catalyst to allow the Super League to go professional in the upcoming years. Because I think it's really important if you want to bridge the gap for the home nations, for UK, and push on, then really want to give girls as many opportunities as we can to be professional in the sport.
If we get back to Thistles then, what was that first call-up like? I think it was 2009 against Wales, and maybe a bit special in a way that they were also your last international game as well.
Yeah, I've had many games against Wales in my international background. So, no, it was very special. 2009 seems like a lifetime ago. Yeah, some of the players were just toddlers at that point. But the way the game has changed, but also the players have evolved, is crazy when I look back. And, you know, it is that first year group that it was many of the people who were my age and people that I maybe looked up to when I was younger were in that team. So, yeah, I remember really fond memories of those times. And, yeah, I'm really proud of where I got to, but also like where we've got to as the national team.
What did you take then from the Netball World Cup Thistles performance just gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's great that we finished 10th and matched our rankings. It's the first time we've done it in a major championships. I felt there's a couple of games where we could have pushed on and we could have challenged more. So if I'm being honest, there was a slight disappointment in that. But overall, I think, I mean, we had 7 people that had never been to a World Cup, and the amount of learning for those young people, like our average age was 23, and that's including me. So into the bracket. So if you take me out, it would have been super, super young. So I think it showed excitement. I think it showed potential. And yeah, hopefully again, next World Cup, we'll be able to push on even further.
Tamsin joked to me that you were one of the people that actually drove the average age range up. So she's got that to not worry about in the future. Sounds like a great attitude in camp.
I'll improve our stats on how young the team is. but at the same time, you can never override experience. And hopefully I'd like to think some of the girls on the team have learned a few things from me being an older one over the past few years.
And some of the next generation of players, mind, they're really an exciting bunch to watch and driving forward the Thistles' performance in the future, really.
Yeah, I think the Thistle brand and the style we're playing is really evolving, which is really exciting. And, you know, being a young squad, at the moment they're just sponges, like they're really willing to learn. And I think they know themselves that they've still got areas where they can improve on, and that's what makes it so exciting, that they're really good right now, but where they're going to be in another 4 years' time is going to be, you know, another 10% better. So yeah, it's really exciting time for Thistles. Even the young ones that are coming through, they look really, really promising. So yeah, I'm going to be their biggest fan for sure.
How have you enjoyed working with the likes of Tamsin, Sarah and Karen as well? Just their experience really and knowledge.
Yeah, no, it's been like hugely beneficial for the whole Netball Scotland group. I think having a new coach in, like Gail Pratt was a fantastic coach. We were ranked 7th in the world under Gail, and she really pushed us on. But I think sometimes just having that refresh, seeing coaches view the game very differently, and Tamsin's one of those coaches. So they've just opened up new doors and new possibilities, and I think it's exciting for them to hopefully take us to the next level.
Are you still wanting to share the experience and still be involved with coaching as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I want to give back to the sport. The sport's given me so much over the last few years. So I definitely want to give back. In what capacity over the next couple of years, I'll probably be more in the stands. And then who knows what will happen in the future. But as I say, the main reason I've retired is to give time back to my family. And I think coaches do a lot of work. And if I went straight into like a full-time coaching capacity, then, you know, I wouldn't be getting that family time. So yeah, I'll be doing bits and bobs, but for right now, in the near future, it'll definitely be about being their biggest supporter.
Maybe just a bit of advice for younger players involved with the sport, maybe embrace it, just enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're young, you really need to enjoy every moment. Not many people get to wear a Thistle dress or be on this journey. So, you know, take the pressure off and just realise how amazing you are right now. And the exciting thing is you can keep getting better. So yeah, enjoy it and work hard are always my two key things to go back to.
Well, certainly leaving the sport in a better place and a stronger place. And the good thing is you're not going to be too far for the arena neither, we hope.
No, absolutely not. I'll be there in the stands cheering them on 100%.
Brilliant, Claire. Thanks for what you've done for Thistles and Sirens as well.
Thank you very much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.